Hey, this is Tracy from Navigating ADHD, and we're happy to be back with audio blog number 2. Let's review from last week. We were talking about Nancy and her 13-year-old daughter who was relentless whenever Nancy gave her an answer of no. Nancy did find success with the non-negotiable technique. This is the technique where you use that exact terminology. Whenever you know your answer is going to be a no, you simply say non-negotiable and do not engage in any conversation. In fact, you may need to even physically walk away. It's important to remember to explain this to your child ahead of time so they understand that this technique will help shut down the back and forth in their brain. I know that you may have been wondering what to do when your answer to your child's question is not a yes or a no, but is a maybe. So that is what we are going to talk about today. You may not need me to tell you this, but saying maybe is the absolute worst possible answer for the ADHD brain to hear, because it puts the brain in a perpetual loop, seeking to find a definite answer. Unless you give a specific day and time, you will get back to your child with an answer. Your goal is to close the loop. So giving your child a time when you can supply the answer will set the boundary the ADHD brain is seeking and close the loop. Besides giving the day and time, there is no explanation as to why you need to think it over, no discussion on who else might be involved in the decision, and definitely no bribery. The specific day and time is what shuts the ADHD brain down and takes away the back and forth argument. Most importantly, you have to show up on the day and at the exact time you promised with an answer. So do what you need to do. Set an alarm on your phone or use a sticky note reminder. And just like we talked about last week, you must discuss this with your child ahead of time so they understand the why behind the strategy. When you do come back with an answer, you can explain your reasoning, but go right back to non-negotiable if the answer is no and your child's reaction is escalating. When your child is ready to discuss it, you can agree to come back to it. But again, if your answer is no, it needs to remain that way. We want to know how it's going. So post a comment or ask us a question. And remember, each moment is a new one, so you can always have a fresh start.